You guys have heard the saying, kids say the darnest things. Well, with this segment, I will be sharing with you guys things that I hear kids say that they can say and only get away with that adults can't. I'm a preschool teacher as well as a mother, so I hear all kinds of stuff throughout the day that makes me sometimes laugh and occasionally shake my head. As me and my 5-year-old son was driving home from karate class, we were listening to K-Love, which we always enjoy listening to K-Love because they always play encouraging music and it's always nice and clean. I never have to worry about what's coming on next or if I need to change the station or, you know, if I need to put something else on. And so he sits in his car seat and he just sings along to the songs. And so one of the songs came on, was talking about how God is so mighty and so strong. So my son asked me, "Mom, what does God eat to be strong?" I said, "You know, I don't know the answer to that, but that's a good question. But I'm sure God would want you to eat all your growing foods, your fruits and vegetables, so that you can grow up to be big and strong." So he said, "Okay, Mom, I want to eat all my growing foods and all my vegetables so that I can be big and strong like God." I'm a preschool teacher, and so I hear kids say all kinds of things and will ask me all kinds of questions throughout the day. And so me and my co-teacher were in our classroom getting our friends ready to go outside, and so we started applying sunblock onto the kids, and we're only allowed to apply sunblocks on the ones that bring in the sunblock and fill out a permission slip. And if they don't bring in sunblock or fill out the permission slip, then we're not allowed to put anything on them. And so my coworker was putting sunblock on this one little one, and so she was looking at her hands and her arms and her legs, and she just seemed a little puzzled. And so all of a sudden she just says, "Why I gotta be all white?" And so me and my coworker, we looked at each other and we just started laughing, because her just expression was so serious but yet funny at the same time. And so you just had to be there in the moment. But me and my coworker both agree that there are just some things that only kids can say and that adults can't, because it probably just wouldn't sound right or sound the same. Today, me and my son and my sister went to the park and we were hanging out, and my cousin had called my sister, and so they were talking on the phone, and so I said like "hi" or "duh" to her, and she was like, "You sound like a white girl." And so my son was like, "No, she don't. My mom sound like a brown girl. Don't you talk like that to my mom. She sound like a brown girl." And so I was just laughing, just because I was like, now, when he says it as a kid, it don't sound so bad. But if somebody else would have said it to me, it probably would have been a little offensive. But it's just funny what things kids can say, and you can kind of shrug them off or laugh. But when adults say certain things, it's like, uh-uh. So that's what I have for you today. Until next time. I'm your girl, D. Keep it fun and classy as always, and I'm signing out. My son has just discovered he has nipples. So he was lifting up his shirt, and I was like, "Son, what are you looking at?" And he was like, "Oh, what's these?" I said, "Those are your nipples." So now he says, "I have two
nickels and two nickels, and only if I have, I gotta have one nickel if only I have two."
Yeah, so instead of saying nipples, he says nickels. So it just sounds so funny. He says, I have two nickels. So hey y'all, I am back with another thing that has been said that, you know, only a child can say, and it sounds so innocent and so pure versus maybe an adult. So me and my son, we were laying in the bed, and just randomly he asked me, Mom, do you have the same thing as Auntie has? And he drew two circles in his chest area, and I said, yes, I do. And we just like kind of laughed, hee hee, and I didn't really think anything of it. Now, if an adult would ask me that same question, it'd probably be more like, excuse you? Like, duh, you already know I have it. But, you know, when kids ask that question, you're just like, yes, dear. And you just, you know, keep it moving. Don't think 2 seconds about it. So, that's what I have for y'all today. Until next time, of course, as y'all know, keeping it fun and classy as always. Peace.